This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's President Vladimir Putin told his Finnish counterpart Sauli Niinistö on Saturday that Finland scrapping its military neutrality would be a mistake, the Kremlin said. The Kremlin said in a statement, Putin stressed that the end of the traditional policy of military neutrality would be a mistake since there is no threat to Finland's security. This statement was put out ahead of Helsinki's expected announcement of its NATO membership bid on Sunday. The Group of Seven industrialized nations said Saturday they would never recognize the borders Russia is trying to shift by force in its war against Ukraine and pledged enduring support for Kyiv. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, but Kyiv's forces managed to push Moscow's troops back from the capital. The conflict is now well into its third month. We will uphold our engagement and the support of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, including Crimea and all states, the G7 foreign ministers said in a statement after 3 days of talks in northern Germany. The ministers were joined in the resort of Wangels by their counterparts from Ukraine and Moldova. In their joint statement, they vowed to expand sanctions to include sectors on which Russia is dependent and keep supplying Ukraine with weapons to help it repel Russia's invasions. Rulers in the United Arab Emirates have announced that they appointed Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan as the president of this hereditarily ruled nation on the Arabian Peninsula. A state-run news agency said Saturday the rulers of the country's seven sheikhdoms made the decision at a meeting. It comes after President Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan died on Friday. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Abortion rights supporters will protest in cities across the United States on Saturday, kicking off what organizers said would be a summer of rage if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide. Planned Parenthood, Women's March, and other abortion rights groups organized more than 300 marches for Saturday, with the largest turnouts expected in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Chicago. The U.S. baby formula shortage should improve dramatically in coming weeks, U.S. President Joe Biden and top officials are saying, as the administration scrambled to reverse a shortfall that hits lower-income Americans particularly hard. The United States is working with manufacturers to allow more importation of baby formula, Biden told reporters. He said that in a matter of weeks, there would be significantly more formula on shelves. Two more cases of rare viral monkeypox infection have been diagnosed in England, health authorities said Saturday, adding that they are not linked to one reported a week ago. The UK Health Security Agency said the latest infections involved people living in the same household, and an investigation was underway into how they contracted the virus. Britain and the United States have agreed to collaborate on future commercial spaceflight missions, boosting opportunities for firms from both countries to operate from spaceports in either. The British government said on Friday, Britain said the partnership signed in Washington last week would make spaceflight easier and cheaper. The Royal Society Scientific Academy has elected climate scientist Carlos Nobre as its first Brazilian member since the country's emperor Dom Pedro II joined the group in the 1800s. Nobre is a leading researcher studying the Amazon rainforest. He has studied the Amazon for decades and was an early proponent of the theory that rapid deforestation is pushing the world's largest rainforest towards a tipping point, after which the biome could dry out into a savanna. And scientists last week provided the first look at the gentle giant lurking at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. That's an image of a supermassive black hole that devours any matter within its huge gravitational pull, but is currently on a bit of a diet, luckily. The black hole is the second one ever to be imaged. For more on these and other stories making news today, please take a look at our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.